Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of Bureau of Governmental Research, otherwise known as BGR, and Stephen Stewart, VP and Research Director at BGR, about two reports that they've issued relative to propositions that will be on the New Orleans City ballot on November 15th. I remind you that early voting starts on November 1st and it extends through November 8th, with one exception, November 2nd, that Sunday, the polls are closed that day. So, folks, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Glad to be here.
So, Becky, let's start, if you don't mind, with this $510 million bond proposition that'll be on the ballot. It's primarily for their capital projects, infrastructure. Let's talk about that.
Sure. There are actually three individual proposals that make up the $510 million that voters will be asked to weigh in on November 15th. One, the biggest one has to deal with, has to do with city infrastructure, things like streets and buildings, parks and equipment. That's worth $415 million in bonds. And then there's the next biggest one is a proposed $50 million for drainage and stormwater management. And then the third proposal is $45 million for affordable housing facilities.
So the city infrastructure bond proposition, you guys have looked at it and y'all feel like they've appropriately identified the projects. But one caveat, they don't have cost estimates for each individual project. Is that correct?
That's correct. There was, we felt like there was a good list of projects for both the infrastructure bond proposal and the drainage and stormwater management one. But they need, they don't have the dollar amounts factored into that. We had to research that separately, and we feel like they belong. The estimates are not in the list, and that needs to get added in, that it would help voters to understand that for transparency issues.
Oh, so they've quantified it. They just didn't put it on the ballot. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So we were able to put those two together in our report, but we feel like there is room for improvement for the city in reporting out to the public, and we really suggest that they create a dashboard, a public-facing dashboard, that would make it easier for people to track, you know, what's in this, and that they could understand like the cost of different projects as well as the list of projects.
So this city infrastructure portion of the $415 million, this is for sidewalks, streetlights, bridges, streets. Is there any overlap with the JIRR program that FEMA is supporting as well as the other FEMA grants?
It would complement the JIRR money, but these are separate expenditures.
So would these dollars provide any of the match that's necessary for those grants?
We're not sure about how far it would go to provide a match, but it would fill in gaps where the JIRR is, you know, targeted toward, you know, Katrina damaged roads in the city. This would come in to fill in other infrastructure needs that the city has that, you know, like you mentioned, bridges, streets, sidewalks, streetlights, those things that the city has to cover on its own.
And one thing, Newell, I think to understand about, you know, why it's kind of interesting that this bond proposal is coming up now at the end of an administration. But the idea is that, you know, there's so much voter discontent with the state of infrastructure and things like that. The current council and mayor recognized that there is a need to sort of keep the investment going. And so, you know, these bond proposals are coming to voters to try to make sure that the new administration immediately has the ability to keep projects moving and be improving things around in our cityscape.
And it looks like it would also go to supporting public facilities, maybe bringing some of those up to code, I guess, another 17% of these dollars, vehicles and equipment, money for the parks, and also a small portion, 3%, y'all say, will fund economic development and blight remediation project. So y'all have actually come out in favor of that part one of the three-part ask. Let's go to the second part.
Okay. The second biggest one is drainage and stormwater management projects. That's both traditional, you know, pipes and things, but also green infrastructure, meaning retention ponds and things like that that have been, you know, recommended for the last 10 years through the Living with Water initiative, I guess from about 2013 or so. And so even though there has been some more drainage that's been consolidated with Sewerage and Water Board through the catch basins and things like that, there's still a lot that is on the city's plate that they are responsible for. And so this is something that this would give the new administration money to immediately be working on drainage in the city.
And this would be in an amount of $50 million as part of this overall package. And this too, in part two of this, you guys have taken a position of being recommending voting for this proposition.
Absolutely. These are core things that are necessary for the public. These are major priorities and things that are so important to having a city that's well-functioning. I might take a moment to say that with both the infrastructure and the drainage and stormwater management issues, we do recommend as part of this that the city really start to make some strides on preventive maintenance in both of these areas, because historically the city does a lousy job with that. And, you know, if you don't keep up buildings, if you don't keep up streets, if you don't maintain drainage and things like that, the public is going to be paying for these things over the course of 30 years, but not getting 30 years worth of benefit out of them. They'll be deprived the full potential of these investments. And so while we support these issues, we are at the same time calling upon the city to improve, you know, to add additional funding along the way. And it's not going to happen overnight, especially in the current budget situation. But they do need to start actually maintaining public assets to make sure that the public gets the full value of these investments.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, they, historically, the city's not done a good job in that regard. So it's a valid point for sure. Let's get to the last of the three. Affordable housing, $45 million associated with that portion of this of these bonds. And y'all have taken a position against this ballot initiative.
Yes. We had several concerns with this one, Newell. I should start by saying we recognize that housing is a major issue facing New Orleans, and it is perfectly legitimate for the city to decide to be investing in housing affordability issues. But this proposal, last year, and I should back up, last year, of course, the voters in the city passed an initiative called the Housing Trust Fund that requires that at least the equivalent of 2% of the city's general fund budget go to housing projects each year. For 2026, the first year of the required dedication, that's estimated to be about $14.5 million. But instead of paying for that with general fund money, this proposal contemplates financing that through the bond issue, which is going to make it really expensive. If you are to pay for the $14.5 million that would be required next year in this investment, ultimately it's going to cost about 40% more for the city to pay that back. And that's a pretty expensive way to fund a recurring annual dedication. There's also no specific project list for the affordable housing bond proposals, unlike the other two. And then also, it's kind of an incomplete solution in that the Housing Trust Fund calls for not only long-term investments in housing, but there's a certain amount that goes to operating costs and overhead that simply the bonds aren't an appropriate way to pay for. So it just doesn't seem like it's very well thought out. And no, we were against this one.
When they passed that, the 2%, was there ever a mention that this was the financing scheme that they were going to use for that 2%?
That's an interesting question. When it initially, so last year there was the proposal that went before voters that was called the Housing Trust Fund, and the administration, the Cantrell administration, wanted to introduce some flexibility into that. So they changed the language to say the equivalent of 2% of the city budget, would the city general fund, which would seem to offer them greater flexibility in how they would pay for it, such as doing the bonds. And so I think indirectly there was a mention of it, and that is because of the difficult situation with the city budget right now, that is the way that they are choosing to go. However, not everybody has been in favor of that. A major housing organization came out this week against this proposal because they, for different reasons than BGR, don't like the idea of financing it through bonds. And then there had been for a while some disagreement or just lack of consensus, we'll say, you know, on the council and with the administration about exactly how they were going to pay for this. It's only been in the last week or so that it's become more clear that they plan to use bond money to pay for it.
Well, yeah, because they're broke.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
You know, so I spoke out against that, and I think y'all did too. I don't recall.
We were
I thought that they were handcuffing an already stressed budget, and
yes.
I did not realize that they had this loosey goosey language in here where they were going to come back and borrow the money. So that means that this money would provide 3 years. Then what? It's going to take them longer than 3 years to get out of the debacle they're in now.
I mean, right. Right.
So
exactly.
So then,
and last,
if I remember correctly, the way that proposition reads, they would have to take the money out of the general fund, right? Once this expires, they consume the 45.
That's right. That's right. The general fund is the main alternative to debt, and so that's. But there needs to be, as BGR, you know, calls for is in this position, you know, there needs to be a sustainable funding solution for the trust fund because it is a mandatory obligation now in the charter. So having something where you're only
honestly,
borrowing 3 years worth, it's not going to get you.
They
there.
Need to reverse their position on this because they can't fund it. And they're not going to be able to fund it. And, you know, and it's not the council's fault in the initiative because they were told they were so flush in cash, you know, do what you want.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I remember.
I mean,
because I kept saying flush in cash. I don't know. What are you talking about? I mean, but that was the messaging, you know. This is one of the byproducts.
We were concerned about the same. And actually, last year we were in favor of, there was something else that was called, quote, the backup ordinance the city council that would have funded housing in a more flexible way and given them some flexibility if you ended up in a budget crisis for any reason. And, you know, BGR wanted things to go in that direction rather than the path that was taken, precisely for the reasons that you're saying, that we were concerned that, you know, it was a hard and fast obligation that would really tie the city's hands if there was ever, a financial crisis. And lo and behold, we have one with the first year that they need to be funding this. And so, you know, the city's kind of between a rock and a hard place, but it's not easy to undo because it went before voters last year and it's in the city charter.
Yeah. Yep. I apologize.
So
we've run out of time.
Obligation.
If it's okay with y'all, I'm going to have y'all back next week to talk about the other proposition, if y'all have time, because it's
absolutely
very important as well. And we appreciate y'all joining us today. Thank you so much. Rebecca Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, as well as Stephen Stewart, VP and Research Director at BGR. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.